Hashem, the first topic for today in Halacha from Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, is the topic of the Zman of Kriya Shema, as we learned on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis, all the way on the bottom, when Zman Kriya Shema ends, as well as we will discuss the Zman for Berchos Kriya Shema. As already alluded to in our Halacha section on Daf Gimel, there is a celebrated machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, how we apply Rabbi Yoshua's halacha on the bottom of Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara told us that we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua that the Zman of Kriya Shema is 3 hours into the day. That is found in Shulchan Aruch and Siman on Ches Sif Aleph. Zman Kriya Shema shel Shachris Mishiras Chaveiro Harogel Lemok Tzas Berichuk Dalet Amos V'Yakirenu, that we've spoken about in the past. Nimshach Zman Atzof Gimel Shos Shur V'Yayom. And it extends 3 hours in. Comments the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dal Gimel Shos Shekein Derech Bnei Melachim Lamod Oz Ulahachi Kareem Be Adayim V'Kumecha V'Das Hagra, skipping a little, Mishas Hanetzachama. The opinion of the Gra is that this starts from Neitz Hachanim. However, the Das of the Magen Avraham, Umonin Elo HaGimel Shos Mizman Amud HaShachar. The Magen Avraham claims that we start calculating 3 hours from Alos HaShachar. We discuss Rayos on the Gimel towards the opinion of the Magen Avraham. This is a Machlokas to this day. I mentioned to you the startling line that Rav Nevenzahl told me, and that is that I had asked him that in general we follow, particularly Rav Nevenzahl follows the Ikve Agra, and why over here is he note that towards the Psak of the Magen Avraham? And he said to me in absolute pure avodas, sincerity of Avodas Hashem, Asafe Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim, we're not going to follow the stringent position. This is a tremendous lesson in of itself in Avodas Hashem. Our focus is today will now go after the fellow that gets up late. We'll go after the 3 hours. After the 3 hours, according to Magen Avraham and the Gra. The Mechaber discusses in Simin Nun Tes, Sivav, what a person is supposed to do if Chas V'Chalila, Ba'ones, he missed that time. In other words, let's say Zman Kriya Shema was 9:30 and he missed it. Says the Mechaber, Nun Tes Vav, Afal Pish Zman Nimshach Atzof HaShah Gimel, Im Avra Shah Gimel V'lo Kara, Kora also beberchaseh kol shaladalit. Birchos Kriya Shema, even after, as we learned in our Mishnah on Daf Yud, that if you read Kriya Shema after the Zman, it's considered as if you're reading Torah. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains, Birchos Kriya Shema is not entirely a birchas hamitzvah of Kriya Shema. In other words, after 3 hours, you're not yoseinus of Kriya Shema. But you can still say the brachos of Kriya Shema during the hour that precedes Zman Tfila. And the reason for that is because, says the Mishnah Berurah and Siv Katan Chaf Hei, that they're considered a part of Tfila. And we know that the mitzvah of Tfila extends till 4 hours into the day. And for that reason, one can continue saying Berchos Kriya Shema until the 4th hour. However, the Mechaber concludes, Vim Av Rosha Dald V'lo Kara, this halacha is not well known. If the 4th hour has passed and he hasn't read, Kora below Birchasa Kolayom, then he no longer can say Birchos Kriya Shema. Again, a person has, either according to the Gra's time of 3 hours from Netzachama, or according to the Magen Avraham, 3 hours from Alos HaShachar, to be Yotze Mitzvah Kriya Shema. After that point, he is no longer Yotze, and in the 4th hour, he would still say, according to all opinions, Birchos Kriya Shema, with the Kriya Shema, because there still is a mitzvah of tefillah. Afterwards, the Mechaber says that one would no longer say the Birchos Kriya Shema. There is an exception that needs to be contended with, and that is the Be'er Halacha and Dibra HaMaskel, Korah Belo Birchaseh, quotes the great posek, the Mishkanes Yaakov. The Mishkanes Yaakov has been not forgotten in scholarly circles, but is not so well known in many other circles. Mishkanes Yaakov was a brother of the Keren Ora and was an important posek in the Derech of Lithuania. I believe he had learned in the Volozhiner Yeshiva, and they were Talmidim. He and his brother, I believe, were Talmidim of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Be it as it may, the Tshuvas Mishkas Yaakov is quoted in the Be'er Halacha in Dibur HaMaskil Karbalo Berchaseh, the last Dibur HaMaskil in Simin Nun Ches, and he raises the following kula. He says that the halacha is that we paskin that if you miss Zman Tefillah and Simin Pei Tes, then you could still daven up until Chatzos. Concludes the Mishkan Yaakov, if a person was an ones, so then taking the logic of the fact that the Birchos Kriyashma is connected to Tefillah, it's a component of Tefillah as well, it's not only Birchos Kriyashma, in the case of an ones, he says that you could continue saying the Birchos Kriyashma all the way up until Chatzos, and he says that it was found in the Sefer Maharil, this position as well. So if a person is an ones, then the Zman would continue all the way until Chatzos. The second topic, Be'ezer Hashem, is the topic of tefillin on the head of an Avel. The Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph tangentially had mentioned that an Avel is chayiv in all mitzvos except for tefillin, because the Pasuk in Yechezkel tells Yechezkel not to mourn the way an average person mourns, and he should wear the pe'er. Normally would be contradicted by the offer that is on his head. So Rashi says that the point is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to give Yechezkel a tzivui when he was mourning on his wife, that he should not have the hanhagos of mourning, and Yechezkel is being taught to do the inverse, which would indicate that an Avel does not wear tefillin. Because the Pasuk is telling us, according to Rashi, that an Avel goes with the antithesis of a Pe'er, and that means he cannot go with tefillin because he has dirt on his hair. Due to a technical question, Tosfos in Dibur HaMaskil Shenemar concludes something that is extremely important in terms of understanding tefillin and avelos, as well as for the halacha lemaisa. Tosa says that the custom to put dirt on one's head was only a custom on the first day of avelos. Hence, we learn that the halacha that an avel does not wear tefillin only applies to the first day of avelos. This halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Lamiches Sifhei. Avel B'yom Rishon, Aser L'Aniach Tefillin. It's prohibited for an Avel to put on Tefillin on the first day of his Avelus. Mikan Ve'ele Chayiv, nevertheless, afterwards, he's going to be Chayiv. Up until here, the Halacha is quite clear. There is, however, a little bit of difference of opinion, as well as a difference in custom, in the following instance that is raised by the Shar HaTzion on this halacha. The Mishnah Brura says that it doesn't make a difference whether the person was buried on the day that the Nifter passed away or not. There are many Rishonim who hold that for Avelus to be considered Avelus min HaTorah, the Ptira and the Kvura has to take place on the same day. How do we understand in regards to the halacha of tefillin? Is the halacha of the ptur of tefillin dependent on ptira and kfura as taking place on the same day? Because for many Rishonim, the only time avelus is daraisa is on the first day when the kfura and the ptira took place on the same day. Mishnah Brura says, don't worry about it. He says, v'alkein afilum nikbar balayla. The first day after Kvura, it could only be an hour sometimes, that's a separate set of halachos, that the Kvura took place an hour before Shkia, so in such a case, that of course would count in of itself by a day. But that day, the Avel is going to be Potur. However, the Mishar HaTzion in Sifkat and Yud Aleph does point out that the Maritats and the Chayei Adam disagree. And they say that these halachos are only dependent when Avelus Yom Rishon is Doraisa. Hence, really, the whole Yesod that we saw in our Gemara only applies when the Kvura and the Ptira is on the same day, and often, if not the majority of the time, then where usually the, not in Eretz Yisrael, but particularly in the state, there, and particularly when the Niftar is brought for Kvurat Yisrael, the Avelos is not on the same day as the Ptira, and according to Maritats and the Chayei Adam, the halacha is that they although would have to put on even in the first day. In a fascinating footnote in the Sefer Pnei Baruch, in Perek Yud Gimel, Ha'ara Ches, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted as following on a certain level the opinion of the Maritats and the Chayei Adam. And he concludes, even though we do not follow this opinion, and we assume always the first day of Avelus, one is Chayiv, one will be potter from tefillin. Many God-fearing people nevertheless are careful to put on tefillin in private, on condition without saying the blessing, because according to the Mishnah Berurah, one would not be chayiv. The one exception is, if the ptira took place on Shabbos, then even Rav Shlomo Zalman said the minig of Yerushalayim, of God-fearing Jews in Yerushalayim, is not to put on tefillin on a Sunday. I did see in some Sfarim a good question on the Chumrah that Rav Shlomo Zalman did encourage to be followed, and that is that the whole assumption, the Maritats and the Chayei Adam, is that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Oraisa, so then, in such a case, that would only apply when the Kvura and the Ptira is on the same day. If it doesn't, then the whole pasuk of Perecha Chavush Me'alecha does not apply. However, we do not paskin in Shulchan Aruch that Avelus Yom Rishon is the Raisa. According to the Ramah, in Shin Sadi Tes Yud Gimel in Yerodea, we paskin Avelus Yom Rishon is only the Rabbana. Then the argument would presumably fall away. However, this is the custom, and in cases of tragedy, I did mention to a Talmud that had the wherewithal to question that if who was in Yerushalayim to follow this position of Rav Shlomo Zalman to have the tefillin put on in private. Finally, not related to halacha lemaisa, it is interesting to note that the Rambam is of the position that on Tisha B'Av there were mikzas chachamim who only put on the tefillin shel yad and did not put on their tefillin shel rosh at all. Our custom is not to put it on Shachris, but we put on the tefillin shel yad as well as the tefillin shel rosh. The Rambam quoted a custom of some chachamim that they put on only shel yad, not the shel rosh. Soloveitchik had a fascinating hezman the shiur Arav, why the Rambam held that way, and Rav Nevensal gave me an explanation that is relevant over here in our Rashi. Rav Nevensal said very beautifully that on Tisha B'Av, even though there was a chiyuv to put on tefillin, but nevertheless, they were sitting with Afer on their head, and they couldn't, because as Rashi said, the Afer is a stira to the tefillin. So that could be an explanation to the Shitas HaRambam. What emerges is that an Avel is potter from the first day from tefillin. We did raise some question, what happens if it doesn't happen, the Ptira and the Kfura does not happen the same day? And then Rav Shlomo Zalman suggested that it should be put on in private without a bracha, except if the day of the Ptira was on Shabbat. Be'ezer Hashem, this concludes the beautiful sugyas on Daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Brachos.